Everything was good, as it has been all week. He jogged a good ways and galloped a mile. Seemed to be very settled. Got over the racetrack as well as I could hope for. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all systems are go. I didn't bother me, Jerry. I mean, the one's different here than it was at Churchill. I wouldn't have slept good if I got it at Churchill, but, you know, I was looking, you know, it started at the 3/16th pole here, and it's a straight shot, and we'll be fine. That's not going to be a concern. I mean, you know, as I said yesterday, I mean, if I had to pick it out, that wouldn't be what I picked, but, you know, I'm not worried about it. No, but I mean, you know, I think they're basically cold weather horses, and you know, obviously, on Monday when we worked in New York, it was 40 some degrees, beautiful. We got the ship down here; it was cool, and we got a couple cool days, which you know, I think that does help. You know, through all that process, but you know, they've been through it before. I mean, today, you know, it's warm and humid, and you know, he seems to be fine.
And what are you looking for on a day like this, a few days out from the race, when you go out to the track and watch Jen ride him around there?
You know, I was just looking to see about his attitude, how he was moving. You know, is he fresh or not? And, you know, basically that's it. You know, I've looked at his appearance enough in the last few days here, and, you know, I'm ultra pleased with that. I mean, he ate dinner last night in 45 minutes with a lot of activity around here, which is, you know, that was very settling for me. And so, you know, but basically out there, you know, I just wanted to see how he was moving and how he got a hold of the racetrack. Yesterday he just jogged, so, and, you know, I was very pleased with what I saw.
What about the people here in Baltimore you run into here at the track, around town? How they embraced you?
Very supportive. Very supportive. You know, I mean, we're kind of low-keyed, and we just kind of come and go as we want to, and but I've been very, very appreciative of the receptions that we've gotten.
Is that part of what's nice about the Preakness, that the way you're treated?
Oh yeah, I mean the Pimlico people have been they've broke their back to make sure everybody was comfortable in what we're doing. I'm not talking about me; I'm talking about everybody. And you know, even you know when we have gone out, to supper or something, it's, you know, the people that were in the places that were horse related or something have all been very, very receptive. And, you know, like I say, I've been very appreciative of the whole thing. Jenny, I can't say that I ever thought about that until maybe this. I try not to think about it now, but obviously you get reminded of it quite often, and so I wouldn't be telling you the truth if I don't. But we got to get by Saturday. If we get by Saturday, I mean, we're going to have a fun 3 weeks. So to answer your question, I think the Kentucky Derby was on my list. I'm not sure the Triple Crown was. God almighty, Ed, that was so long ago. You know, I'm sure, you know, then. But, you know, the times were different then. You know, I don't know that, you know, I don't know that I really, I think I probably expected more then. You know, and now I appreciate it more, maybe for lack of better words, that, you know, I thought, well, you know, we're going to go and this is going to happen. And, you know, you find out over the years it doesn't happen. So, you know, if it doesn't happen this year, then, you know, I'm sure I'm going to wake up on Sunday morning thinking I hope it happens next year, you know. But I think that process is probably more in my mind than it ever has been, maybe since then. But I'm sure at that time I probably thought, you know, let's get by the Derby and see what happens from there.
Thank you.
You know, we came pretty close.
Oh, okay. No, if you want to
so.
The fact that you can't ever take that away, does that, you know, just make it easier that whatever happens, happens?
Well, I mean, you heard me say in Louisville, Jenny, that, you know, what will happen, and what Will did. And I'm looking at it that way. As you say that, Reeve, I asked him if that orb sign was still up there. He's, when he was at Churchill the other day, he said, still there. He said, I guess it's going to be there until there's no more Churchill down. So that was a pretty good, that was a, don't say that. That was a pretty good, that was a pretty good feeling, though. You know, I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, I'm just, I think if he goes over and runs his race, I'm quietly confident that he'll be awfully tough to beat, just as I was in the Derby. I mean, I was quietly confident all week that he was going to run his race, and if that was good enough, that was going to be good enough. And, you know, I feel the same thing this time that, you know, if everything goes right, which it has, we got a couple more days, and we got race day. Then, if everything goes right and he goes over and runs his race, I think it'd be very, very difficult to beat. And scenario, you know, I think he'll get a good spot in the race. You know, there's speed on the outside of us, and you know, I mean, with Joel, I think that, you know, he'll get him where he wants him to be, and you know, we'll take it from there. And that's all you can do. I mean, it's the same thing in the Derby. You know, I thought he had him in a good place, and you know, as before he asked him to run, I was just kind of thinking, you know, are you too far back? But when he pushed the button, I knew we were going to be a factor. I didn't know we were going to win, but I knew we were going to be a factor. They were going to know he was in there, you know, when he started picking up horses. And I think we'll see the same thing Saturday.
So you're tactically in a small...
Not really. You know, I mean, obviously I'm more comfortable with a 9-horse field than a 19-horse field. And anybody would be, but you know, that doesn't worry me. The one thing I find it kind of interesting is that, you know, there's only six other entities in there. You know, there's 9 horses in a race, and one guy's got 3 of them. But no, I mean, you know, Wayne's a clean guy, and he, you know, he's not going to be trying to instruct his riders to, you know, you got orb down inside of you, do something, you know. And you know, he's not that kind of guy. He's got good riders on him, and they're going to ride a clean race also. Well, I didn't know that much about him until he came back to New York, and a friend of mine was his agent then, longtime friend of mine, and he kept telling me about what a good rider he was. So I obviously, with the friendship between his then agent and myself, I was watching him and put him on a horse. This, you know, the one thing that I do remember is when I was watching him, I said, you know, you could recognize the talent that he had, but he was still had a little West Coast in him. You know, if you said, I think you're going to be up close, you're going to be in front. And, you know, I thought to myself, I said, when he ever learns, you know, after he rides here for a while and he learns sort of the East Coast way, you know, he's going to be pretty dangerous. And, you know, he did through riding Saratoga, Belmont Fall, Aqueduct till he went to Florida. And then, you know, then I thought he had a terrific meet at Gulfstream for the first time being there. Then he comes into Keeneland and set records and went over to Churchill and won 5 opening night. And then to see the race that he rode on Orb in the Kentucky Derby was, you know, I think something less than remarkable. I think the one thing is he can ride any position, whether it's in front, back, the middle, rides dirt and grass both effectively. But the biggest thing that I see in him is he's a young, energetic, very confident young jockey. And he's, you know, he's not uptight. Derby Day, he wasn't uptight. He'd only ridden, 4 derbies or 5 derbies before that. And to see the race that he rode with, as a, you know, relatively inexperienced Kentucky Derby rider, to have the patience that he has, I think, you know, hats off to him.